who knows? Think I'll take that thought to the grave, but who knows? I know that I love you always, yeah, girl, you and I'd like that.
CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
Was a big group breakfast like so many others. Had our eggs and we got each other. Merits of towns and good hash browns. Morning winds up while the evening winds down. There's sun in the steam of the coffee cups. It lingers round the table and warms us up. Where will you go next? What do you do? Really nice last night having drinks.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Never on the sleazy, it's DJ Over Easy. Good morning, everyone, and a happy Valentine's Day to you. It's Kingston. It's CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. I usually try to get that out with singing the theme song at the beginning, which I should mention, don't often mention, the theme song by the amazing Old Man Ludica and Big Group Breakfast. I know he's going to be coming to Kingston there. I think it's either late, I think it's March or early April, mid-April or something, but I'll let you know for sure. But anyways, everyone, happy Valentine's Day. I hope your weekend is getting off to a great start. It's great out. It's nice out. It doesn't look like it's going to be too sunny today. There was little snow last night. However, it is not that cold. It's manageable. But just, you know, be careful because it's slippery everywhere. There's, with these types of temperatures, with the snow down and things melting a little bit and right around freezing, right at that triple point where you can feel that cold dampness out there, and it's slippery. So be careful. Don't hit the ground. That's the ground doesn't like to get hit. And yeah, what else? It's been a pretty easy going week for me. I should say, I would like to say happy Valentine's Day to the two most incredible women in my world. My two daughters, Lola, who is in Australia enjoying Valentine's Day, and is living there, and hopefully we'll be back this summer for a visit. And to my other daughter, Hattie, who is home for reading week. So lucky me. She's at Trent, who is she's preparing to be a future educator, I believe. So I love you two very much. If it wasn't for you two, good old DJ Over Easy would have absolutely nothing better to do. Which I guess I don't anyways. But those two young ladies mean everything to me and have given me a reason to thank the Tao for each breath. So there you go. Love. Do, love. All right, so I am going to start. I'm going to start us off. Oh, I went out. I've been out. Nobody needs to listen to me. Everybody wants to listen to love and lovey things. So let's get loving. I'm going to start us off with one of my favorite dudes. I love this guy. And he's one of the rare people that write amazing love songs. Amazing. And just kind of, what do we want to say? Off. What's it called when something turns slightly bad, but isn't quite slightly off? I think it's called. Anyways, so I am going to play love songs that are slightly off. How's that sound? We are going to go with NQ Arbuckle. Got to see him at the Broom Factory a couple times with my good buddy and, a person who I love dearly, the best wingman in the world, DJ Tangent. He has a radio show Sunday afternoons at 2. Check it out. Super, super fun. Can't help but give him a big hug every time I see him. He's that cute. All right. So NQ Arbuckle with a really fun song about love called My Baby. Flowers.
My baby lets me stay up late. And she doesn't mind the drinking. Or the mess that I make. My baby gets up early. My baby cooks me big breakfast. My baby cleans up the kitchen. My baby's friends with the neighbors. My baby lights all of my cigarettes. She stays up late to do the laundry. My baby calls just to say that she loves me. And she dances like a beauty. My baby don't mind when I come home late. She doesn't listen to idle chatter. She says she loves me just how I am.
There you go. That little gem right there. That is a song called My Baby by NQ Arbuckle. And welcome, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to this morning. It's February the 14th, Valentine's Day. I've got some special music coming up for y'all today. As you all know, I enjoy Ween, the classic band. I don't know what you call them. Those two dudes. And so I'm going to take you on a little musical journey of love. And we're going to spread our seed all around Kingston and allow things to blossom. And yeah, there you go. It's going to be some Ween. But first, speaking of spreading seed, I have a love dedication. Well, it's a dedication, a Valentine's dedication. Because everything's about the love in DJ Over Easy's world. It is the most powerful weapon we have as a human. Despite what these bloated, fat, narcissist, Nazi morons who Donald Trump dork that it's such an evil fascist Nazi liar. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Okay, back to the love. Okay, I have a special Valentine's dedication from my buddy Scotty. That's right, he has been fortunate enough to be spending time with Christine, and I was like, hey buddy, you want to do a request? And he chose this song and this request. So listen up here, everyone. I'm just got to get all prepared and get the music ready. Here we go. Okay. So, to Christine from Scott. After all this time, I found my way to you, and now I have a favorite wave. And I do believe that is a lyric in this next song, which is Love is a Rose by Neil Young. And happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And I hope you have special people in your life that you can give a hug and tell them you love. And if you don't, come on down to CFRC right now. Hang out with me. I'll bring the love. But okay, once again, from Scotty to Christine, Love is a Rose by Neil Young.
You better not pick it, it only grows when it's on the vine. A handful of thorns and you'll know you've missed it. You lose your love when you say the word mine. I wanna see what's never been seen. I wanna live that age-old dream. Come on, lass, we can go together. Let's take the best right now. Take the best right now. But my feet are dragging. Give me a lift and I'll hail your wagon. Love is a rose, but you better.
Right, that was Love is a Rose from Neil Young, and that goes out to Christine. Happy Valentine's Day from Scott. All right, so everyone, I've made you wait long enough. Okay, so Ween, who is Ween? Let's see. Let's just go like this. I was gonna see. No, let's do this. Okay, so well, I'll pull some info up on Ween. I know they're from what's the name? Pump it for the man. New Hope, Pennsylvania. I was singing a song, one of their songs in my head to get to remember where they were from, because they have a lyric where they live, and it's New Hope, Pennsylvania is where they grew up. In their first album, how come this won't go to this stupid album? Anyways, so what if I do this? Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, so first album, let's see. They have about 2 million monthly listeners. That's surprising to me. the Gen Z's good out there though. So, but this first album, I do believe was in 96. It's not popping up right now. I don't like these silly. Oh, I have to admit, I'm on Brown Spotify. Just to be able to get access to all of the Ween albums. I only have, 3 or 4 of them on vinyl here that I'll share with you, but so forgive me for navigating there and get distracted. See how horrible these things are. I'm on live radio and I'm clicking around, looking at buttons, looking at stuff. Anyways, first song. Okay, and you may find a little bit of a theme with some of their Ween's love songs is that they just are simply named after the person. So first one, song called Stacy. And it is from, I do believe, 96. I'll verify. It's from a double album, God, Ween, Satan, The Oneness, and a song called Stacy. Here we go. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Can you feel the love? Can you feel the love? Nothing like Ween, right? Nothing like Ween. So we started our first, for the love of a wiener, our first set with a song from 96 called Stacy, God Ween Satan, the Oneness. And then followed up with a track that redefined what a chorus is. It's just one word, and it has no melody or anything. But and that song makes me laugh out loud every single time. Every single time. I've listened to it now for... Okay, so... that one is from an album called The Pod that came out in 97. So what's that, two? So that's like 23 years. That song still makes me laugh out loud. That's crazy. Oh my dear, I must be falling in love. Again from The Pod, all songs by Ween. And let's see, let's click on what Ween has to say, this little description. They have 500,000 followers and 2 million monthly listeners. And let's see, I'll read their little description here. Ween were the ultimate cosmic goof of the alternative rock era. Prodigiously talented and deliriously odd duo whose work traveled far beyond the constraints of parody and novelty into the heart of surrealist ecstasy. Oh my goodness. Despite a mastery, they must have wrote this because there's such. So I used to live on Bishop Street down in Redondale, and my buddy and neighbor Matt was a fan. Well, yeah, he was a fan of Ween too, and he had gone fishing with Diener. I'll come back to that story because you don't even know who they are yet. So let's see. That's a lot of big words. Come on. Along with occasional frat boy lapses into misogyny, racism, and homophobia, the band's razor-sharp satire cut to the inherently silly heart of rock and roll with hilariously accurate savagery. Enough of this crap. It sounds like I wrote it. The duo formed in suburbia New Hope, Pennsylvania in 1984 when 14-year-old Mickey Michelando and Aaron Freeman adapted their respective fraternal aliases, Dean and Gene Ween. So there you go. They're called Diener and Gene Ween, Gene Ween and Diener, Dean Ween. And that's them. That's them. So I started really actually listening to them on this next album called Pure Guava. Let's see, it's not clicking on it at the moment yet. I'll pull up another page here so that I can get all the album dates, but it's from Pure Guava. I'll play two songs from Pure Guava. First song is Sarah, and then the second song will be Loving You Through It All. Good morning, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for joining me. I'm DJ Over Easy. This is Making Bacon, and you're listening to a special Valentine's hookup, Ween, and Ween love songs. Here we go, Sarah.
Thank you.
There you go, sweet songs or sounds of Ween. And that song was Loving You Through It All. And before that, Sarah, both from the album Pure Guava. Okay, now we are getting into, and I have a special treat here. I've got the vinyl, and this one originally came out in 2009, and probably, oh no, they had a bigger hit. I would say that Ween had two songs that people may recognize. Using the word hit is an overstretch. However, Voodoo Lady, it's from the album Chocolate and Cheese. I'm lucky enough to have the vinyl. It's a double album. The chocolate album is brown, the vinyl, and the cheese album is like a gold, like a yellow gold color. And, man, what a beautiful, and it is a, it is a very, very revealing. It is the most heated, steamy album cover that they have. And it depicts the beauty of the female body. And it's a gorgeous one. And so, yeah, we're gonna play you what could be considered a Ween hit, Voodoo Lady, from vinyl, 2009, from Chocolate and Cheese. Here we go. Enjoy. Whoops. Now back here. I was, take that down. That album just, I've got to flip over to Brown Spotify here now. So, from the vinyl. And, yeah, too many buttons, too many everything. So I didn't do it in time. But that song there, that was Voodoo Lady. Now, in 2024, they had a re-release. They remastered it, re-released it. And when they did that, they also released a ton of demos that they had been writing around the time. And again, I'm getting the dates on these all wrong. This is like 92, 93 when this one came out. So Sasha was a song that was just released in 2023 or 2024, but they had written at the time. So let's check that out. Sasha, which is really kind of like a brand spanker by Ween, even though it's like 30 years old. All right, here we go. That's right, Sasha. And hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Make and Bake. And I'm DJ Overeasy, and I appreciate you, long-suffering listener. But that makes you just such a genuine and authentic Kingstonian, though, however, because that means if you are patient enough to listen to me and share for the love of a wiener, yeah, that means you are a very generous and caring individual. You contribute to our community just like you. You just walked in. Yeah, thank goodness. Don't worry, everyone. You don't have to put up with me all morning. When I'm done at 10 o'clock, Hugh's coming on with folk everything. And it's an amazing morning of music. You must stay tuned in. You don't need to do anything today. Just sit back, relax, and hug the one that cares for you, and say happy Valentine's Day. And it doesn't have to be love. It doesn't have to be dating, all that. So it's just, like love in a relationship. Just be kind and compassionate and caring and loving to everyone today. If you don't have anyone that loves you, you just DM good old DJ Over Easy, Instagram, CFRC _ Making Bacon, and I will send you a heart emoji. That's how much I love you. All right, so now I must also put in a bit of a statement here where for every love song that Ween has, there is a not so much love song. There's a breakup song, or there's a somebody wronged me song, or there is a you are an a-hole song, stuff like that too. So even though it may seem like from what you're listening to, Ween is nothing but a cooning love, on the same wavelength as Kenny G, you're wrong. You're wrong. They have so much more. So much more. Probably the only band, well, no, I shouldn't say that. That's a silly thing to say. There's a couple of them, but one of the few bands, and maybe one of the only at the time, that could satisfy the hunger of a little tiny DJ Over Easy. All right, well, let's, Ween now ventured into a country album. They decided to go down to Nashville, coalesce with 12 of the best country band musicians in Nashville and of all time, and create this album called 12 Golden Country Greats. And that, of course, is in reference to the 12 individuals who played, the musicians who play on this album. So as you can hear from the arrangements, some beautiful steel guitars, some beautiful longtime famous Nashville folks. So we'll do that. I'll do a little break maybe at the top of the hour, play a promo or two. And then we'll come back for some more Ween, because I know you just haven't had enough. actual wieners, which I don't actually call wieners. Buddy of mine that I worked with years ago called them tube steaks. So I call them tube steaks. So there you go. But from the Ween Country album, 12 Golden Country Greats, a song called I'm Holding You.
I'm flying in a frame of my mind that time cannot erase. I'm seeing the future, the past, as I lay the present to waste.
I'm scoping all these feelings I have, and hoping for them to come true. And I'm holding something more precious than fine ore, baby, I'm holding you. I'm breathing,
breathing
the fumes of the grid that rid my lobe of oxygen. I'm climbing, the walls to where good and evil make amends. I'm tripping,
tripping,
writhing and squealing, puking, looking for someone like you. And I'm holding something more precious than fine ore, baby, I'm holding you. Precious than fine ore, baby, I'm holding you.
Hi, this is Seth Hunt from The Backsteps.
And this is Luke Garrison from The Backsteps. And you're listening to
CFRC
101.9
FM.
On CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., you'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings